it's a little bit different, but I mean, at the end of the day, we got to do our job and kind of win that situation. You know, it's a 2-minute deal, so they know you're throwing the ball. We know we're throwing the ball, and it's just about locking it up and protecting and just doing your job.
Hopeful he'll be short.
Oh, yeah. Marcus is one of the tougher guys I've ever played with in my entire life, so I just hope he's healthy and it's not serious.
Halftime, it was just a 2-score game. I mean, what was the conversation?
Yeah, I think we came in here real confident, honestly. I think a couple of good scores going into the half, feeling good about it. You know, teams win together, teams lose together. It's just about, you know, we had to win more than we lose together.
5 giveaways. It's not
going to win. Tough living, dude. You know, I don't know anything about throwing a damn football. I'm going to be honest with you. The only thing I'm good for around here is blocking. So for me to even talk about interceptions is not my place. I know those guys, they're damn good football players regardless of interceptions or touchdowns or whatever. Those guys are damn good football players.
Would have figured,
Castle and Marcus.
Would have figured if they hammered you this way, it would have been because those defensive front guys had a field day. That wasn't really the impact.
No, I think we did a good job. I think we locked them up pretty good. You know, I think as a front, from a protection standpoint, we held up all day. Just a matter of we got to run the ball. And honestly, this offense lives and dies based on this offensive line. There's a lot riding on the game, especially when it comes to us, and we got to play consistent every game.
Easier or more difficult to put a game like this behind you as compared to like a close game?
You play this game and you'll love it, and it's, you know, one day it's your best friend and the next day it slaps you in the face sometimes, and this is one of those things you got to learn from and just move forward and kind of make this a learning experience. And I mean, everyone here standing here in this locker room, in the buses, everyone knows we're a good football team. We just got to be on a consistent basis.
Moving forward, if you have to play without Marcus, what does that mean for the rest of the offense?
You know what? Castle's been doing this for a long time. These guys know how to play ball. Like, Marcus is a great football player. There's a reason why he's our starting quarterback, but at the same time, in situations, it's a next man up mentality. That's what it has to be. You know, when you look at it purely X's and O's, that's what it has to be. Now, from a friendship standpoint, for me, my heart goes out to him. I hope he's healthy. I hope everything's good. But, you know, knowing Marcus, I mean, that guy's tough as nails, so I'm not too worried about it.